we're still taking in President Trump's budget blueprint, which in part calls for deep cuts to science, including slashing the Environmental Protection Agency by 31%. This comes as many of the government's top science positions, including the president's science advisor, are unfilled. And that worries our next guest. Representative Bill Foster is a Democrat from Illinois, the only member of Congress with a Ph.D. in physics. He serves on the Committee on Financial Services and the Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. Congressman Foster, welcome back to Here and Now.
Good to be here, Robin.
And what do you make of these absences?
Well, part of it is something that's occurred before, that scientists tend to lag the other appointments. I think there are roughly 500 overall Senate-confirmed appointments. And so it's not rare for previous administrations to sort of treat the scientist as a second priority. But here we're seeing almost no action. And in fact, the appointments that we've seen are, to put it mildly, a mixed bag.
Well, let's talk about them. First among them, Scott Pruitt, President Trump's Environmental Protection Agency administrator. He is one of many in the new administration who rejects the role of man in global warming. He recently made that statement challenging the human causation of climate change. Your thoughts?
It will be interesting in trying to understand exactly which elements of the science he doubts or whether he just thinks it's a Chinese hoax.
Which is something that President Trump did tweet out at one point, that he thought that was the case.
I understand why it's very hard to recruit good scientists into an administration that has that sort of attitude coming from the very top. You know, it's tough because what you're looking for in these positions are, first of all, accomplished scientists, secondly, experienced administrators. And now they seem to have added the litmus test of being an early Trump supporter. And, you know, in terms of Venn diagrams, if you remember those, that's pretty much the null set.
We tend to remind people, Venn diagrams.
Oh, those are the overlapping circles,
right?
Where you could have different shapes depending on how the circles overlap, or in some cases you could have no overlap at all.
Well, and in this case, he's asking for a lot of overlap. Is that what you're saying, that he's asking for you to be both an early Trump supporter and have certain beliefs? And it's hard to have people who will qualify, given that graph.
Yeah. And so what we're seeing instead at the sort of second level of appointments are people like this guy, Sid Bowditch, who was given a position in the Office of Technology Transitions, which is involved in trying to commercialize some of the technologies that are coming out of the weapons labs and other national laboratories. And so it turns out that his main qualifications are being a massage therapist and an early Trump supporter. And so, you know, this is, it's not only makes it difficult to recruit top-notch scientists into this, you know, it's sort of taken as an insult by the people who made their careers in the various science agencies in the government.
Look, do you think that we're at some important point in history where there is a battle between those who believe in not just science, but facts, and those who are, for whatever reason, challenging that thinking, that that there's some sort of moment in history here?
Well, there have been times in the historic past where science has gotten seriously off the rails in a country. You know, for example, in Russia, there was a whole alternate theory of genetics that really, you know, destroyed more than a generation of scientists' careers. But, you know, these people, every time they reach into their pockets and pull out their cell phone, they see a demonstration that science actually works. And I think that that won't, in the end, be something that you can ignore. You know, there will be scientific questions that this administration will have to face, whether it tries to hide from them or not. For example, in China, there is a variant of the avian flu that is apparently got a very high mortality rate for those infected. And at some point, there may be a response required for this, you know, comparable to the Ebola political crisis that happened in the past. And there's going to have to be competent scientific advice in response to this. And the first line of advice givers should be those scientists who they've appointed to the top jobs.
Yeah. We've mentioned a couple of those jobs. Are there any others that are concerning you that we may not even be as aware of?
Well, I think highest on the radar screens of scientists are actually Mick Mulvaney, the appointee to run the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget. He attracted the attention of the scientific community last summer when he put out a posting questioning the need for any federally funded research at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the fact that a person with that attitude has been chosen by the Trump administration to write their budget is a source of huge concern.
Well, by the end of the negotiations, which are, as you said, just beginning, the administration is expected to make major cuts to the EPA, the National Institutes of Health, and other scientific programs. But Congress has to agree. Now, we know your house is very much held by the Republicans, but The Atlantic has just published a piece about 17 House Republicans calling for climate action in the Trump era, this group of lawmakers signing a resolution warning that the consequences of a changing climate have the potential to adversely impact all Americans. And yet, in order to get those 17 together, the resolution doesn't spell out and affirm the scientific consensus that greenhouse gases generated by human activity are the primary driver of global warming. But still, you do have 17 Republican fellow congressmen saying we have to do something.
It's a step forward. And, of course, the real question here is what is meant by action? And more importantly, who is going to bear the costs of taking that action?
Yeah.
You know, the U.S. Congress is full of members who say that they love science. And then if you look at how they actually vote in terms of the budgets that do not support science, then you see a very different picture.
That's Bill Foster. He represents the 11th District of Illinois. Congressman Foster, thanks so much as always.
Happy to be here.